and we're shaking hands. Yeah, 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 yeah. No, 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 no. Yeah, 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 yeah. No, 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 no.
So good.
That's
good.
New Metric from their new album called Fantasies. That song is called Satellite Mind. And hello, avid and lovable listeners of Hot Mess.
Hi.
Hey, Blontron.
Hi.
Hey, Ed.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We missed you last week.
I know. I missed you, too.
We caused some trouble.
I'm not going to lie. I was hanging out with... I wasn't hanging out. I was working the door at a show called Cannibal Corpse.
Cannibal Corpse?
Yeah, Cannibal Corpse.
That does not sound like fun.
It was very interesting, actually. It was a weird crowd.
Cannibal Corpse?
Yeah, Cannibal Corpse. Death metal.
Death metal for us all.
That does not sound like fun for me. I don't mind like some death metal if you have like a rad name.
Cannibal Corpse is not a rad name.
No, it's on song.
I saw a chick fight.
Did you?
Yeah, some girl tried to bring in a 6-pack and it didn't go down.
Oh.
Because it's like all ages, no booze.
Yeah.
Wow.
She sounds rowdy.
I guess so.
I don't think I want my children listening to Cannibal Corpse.
Mm-mm.
No, because they show up at the concert and they
maybe
fight.
Cannibal Corpse.
Here's the best part. Some dude comes up and he's all like, "Hey man, you got some tape, could I borrow it?" And I was like, "Sure, no problem." Thinking he's going to like take the tape and use the tape. No, he's like, "I got to gouge this sliver out of my finger."
And with like tape?
With a plastic tape dispenser. So he takes the plastic tape dispenser and he's all like in his finger.
Like, "Please take my hepatitis back."
And I was like, "You can keep the tape. It's all good. It's yours."
That's disgusting.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks. These are the kind of people that listen to Cannibal Corpse.
But I don't want to talk about Cannibal Corpse.
Okay,
I want to talk about our great show today.
I know. I'm really, really excited, actually.
Justin Lukacs from Departures, which is one of my favorite shows, is going to be on the show.
When's he going to be here?
They got lost. So they're
really
here.
Really? He's on a travel show and he got lost. Tell him I think he's awesome.
That's hilarious.
The GPS wasn't working, but they're parking now, so they'll be here soon.
I thought if you're an avid traveler that you're able to just tell where you are by the sun.
It's called hairpin, a bubble gum, and a magnet, guys.
Who are you, MacGyver?
Maybe.
MacGyver at?
Funny thing is, they're calling me right now, so you guys chit-chat, and I'm going to go fetch them.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Ed's extremely excited right now.
I don't know.
Those, like a Bugs Bunny cartoon where there's like a little excited dog following around the big tough dog. Hey Spike, and bouncing around and bouncing off the walls.
It's actually kind of what he looks like.
It's kind of
if that little excited dog had like dropped ecstasy because his pupils are massive.
Ed actually looks like the big dog. But he acts like the small dog. It's like as if the big dog ate the small dog and the small dog's personality took over the big dog.
Pretty much.
You know what I'm saying, dog?
My dog.
D-A-W-G.
Sweet.
Hey, Sam.
How was your Easter?
It was pretty, you know.
What did you do?
I played Hide the Eggs.
I don't know what that means.
Whenever you say anything like that, it just automatically becomes sort of sexual innuendo.
No, anytime you add ladies to the end of anything, it becomes creepy. It's like, creepy. That's Dimitri Martin. He's like, help, I've fallen into a well. Ladies. It's like a tall hot tub.
You don't even need the ladies, though. You can just be like, I'm writing with my pen right now. This is ladies. This is loosely Foolscap.
Ladies.
Hey, can we talk? Can we talk about what we were talking about earlier about the band thing?
Oh yeah. Well, basically all weekend I was like away at my grandparents' place, like on a retreat of like chocolate spa. Like, let's add some butter to that chocolate, Grandma. Thank you. Actually, she cooked for me nonstop, but it was awesome. But Kay, like, my bandmate and I, we, like, need to come up with a band name.
Right.
And, like, actually really difficult. You start looking at, like, things like window, and, like, oh, wood. And you're, like,
it's
thinking
hard.
About it, and it's, like, you can't stop thinking about, like, band names. I'm like, computer screen. And you're, like, looking in the, like, it's just, like, it's really, really difficult.
Especially in this day and age when everybody thinks they're a musician.
Yeah.
So are like and gobbling up band names.
Yeah, they take all the good MySpace URLs. They're like, my name is Fluffy Duck.
Yeah.
And then they just like take every, not that I was going to call myself Fluffy Duck, but like just as an example.
So you guys had an idea about what?
We were going to, well, I don't even want to say what our old band name is, because what if it's like we need to go back to it?
Right.
But I don't even want to say what our new band name is. I'll make a debut.
Right.
However, that being said, we were going to use Kid in our name.
Yes.
And then that, and we were all like stoked on it. We're like, yeah, Kid, blah, blah, blah. And then I open up my like MySpace friend request thing. There's like 3 pages. And like of those 3 pages, 6 of them had Kid in their name.
And then
I realized that Kid is the new Wolf, is the new The.
Right. Yeah. What's going on? Like,
seriously,
how? What is
Wolf,
with
Mother, Teens Wolf,
AIDS Wolf,
AIDS, that,
which is the worst of the
ball. Terrible name. Yeah. Almost as bad as what it was that Ed's running a concert for Infected Mushroom. He's not here, so I can tell him how lame that is.
Yeah, Infected Mushroom and Chicken Foot are apparently 2 bands coming to Vancouver with the worst names I've ever heard in my life. So I don't understand what is this. Is this just kind of like, I don't know, is it
like there's like a trend? It's like the 100 Monkeys theory. It's like everybody is like using Kid, and then like simultaneously Chinese children are like making bands and calling themselves Kid. Seriously though, it's frustrating because it's like that's what happens. And we even just got confused. We're like, the Black Keys are coming to town. Is it the Black Keys or the Black Lips? And there turns out they're both coming to town.
Yeah.
And so then we were just confused.
Yeah.
And so it's like that's why we like had to drop Kid, because I'm like, I'm not going to be the next MySpace.
You don't need to be part of these paradigm shifts.
No.
You don't need to be part of these.
No.
This group of people walking together like lemmings off a cliff. Kid bands and Wolf bands and The bands and.
I just want to, no, here's the Kid Wolf Band. That's my new
The
name.
Kid Wolf Band.
Oh, my God.
That's actually kind of awesome.
Don't take it. I'm taking the MySpace URL right now.
Are you talking about your name?
Yeah, we're talking about how we like had to make band names and how we were going to use Kid, but then like Kid, I got like a bunch of like Kid requests.
Ed, you missed that story. We're not going through it just for you.
I found our guest host, so that's all that matters.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. I'm going to play a track and we'll get set up and then we'll just do it.
What you going to play, yo?
I don't know. I kind of want to play that Black Keys track. I know I played it like a few months ago, but it's really, really good.
It's a mellow jam.
A little mellow jam.
On Hot Mess.
Psychotic Girl. That is a very good track. A little summertime music. It was feeling really sunny today.
As requested by our guest in the studio right now, Justin from TV show The Departures. Dude.
Dude, what's going on?
Liking the teddy bears with the Iggy Pop.
Yes, yes. Good song. I really like it a lot.
Yes. I concur. Do you concur?
I concur. What's your favorite? Is that like do you have like favorite like driving in the summer songs? Or like when you're traveling and you're like feeling awesome?
It all depends. It all depends on you know, where we are, what we're doing. You know, when you're traveling quite as much as we are. You know, it all depends on where you are. Like whenever we're in the desert or anything like that, usually the Doors are, for some reason. I love playing them. Long road trips, Zeppelin always kicks in, so.
Nice.
And then, you know, getting ready to go out in the kind of just warm up in the hotel.
I could tell you're a rocker because I saw the episode where you did the air guitar in the middle of the desert, and I was like, that is pretty sweet.
Nice.
That's pretty damn sweet.
Right on. Well, we're going to get into the interview about The Departures coming up here, but before we do that, a little while, it's no big surprise that one of our good buddies at the show here, Chaos, recently released a new album.
Yeah.
Called?
Yes!
Yes.
With exclamation point. And it's blowing up the charts, wouldn't you say?
He's blowing up charts. He's going across Canada on a funky tour, a cool tour.
He's doing the David Suzuki thing, which is like I'm really happy with because, you know, that's something that we both really care about and have talked about a lot, and I was really excited to hear that he's doing that. It's by donation to all of his concerts.
And you can, like, the money you donate goes to, like, different, you can use that for getting stuff, too, so it's pretty cool.
But we were talking about what an interesting kind of experiment that is to see if people will actually show up, you know, and
pay like a decent amount of money, like, yeah, comparable to what a ticket price would be.
Yeah.
Or if they're just like me at an art show giving a dollar for some wine.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I gave it
well,
to me.
Have faith in humanity.
I do. Come on now. So we talked, Jay, you arranged a little chit-chat with Kevin some time ago, so.
Well, we did an interview on the show live with him like a couple months ago, and hey, the album came out. Let's revisit our Chaos interview.
Let's.
Mm-hmm. Is this the one and only Chaos?
Hi.
How's it going,
guys.
Dude?
Good. How are you?
Thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah. What's going on?
Not much, man. So, hey, you. I saw you out last night at Beck.
Yeah.
I was there myself. What'd you think?
I thought it was amazing. And I thought that the fact that I had two highlights. The first one was, he came out to his most popular song first, which artists kind of get their egos get involved and they're like, they don't want to do it or they don't want to please. So he was like crowd pleasing from the first note of the show.
True.
And then he did this thing where him and his band broke down 808 drums to like mini drums. And he was, I don't know what he was using, his phone.
He was using his iPhone and scratching on it.
I was like, I emailed my brother this morning. I'm like, it's always embarrassing when the BC Boys or Beck and these white dudes do hip hop that's so much more futuristic than all the hip hop that's out right now. That was like a hip hop moment. Him with these headphones on and that microphone, and they're all at the front of the stage. They could have been all in B-boy stances the way they were standing. It was amazing.
It was amazing.
Like, those are my two favorite parts.
Well, I had a pretty good hip hop moment with you when you recently played the first annual Banff Festival,
right?
As I was standing backstage and you decided that you were going to rock the Rocky Mountains. Did you like playing Banff?
Yeah, we had a good time. It was cool.
You played some new songs?
Yeah, I think we played three new songs, and the band had sort of been lamenting about it for a while because we did Warped Tour, so we've been kind of doing the same set for over a year. So to kind of do new songs, I think the whole energy of the show was just about us getting to play these new songs. And that's why even the old songs had more of a fervor, because we were hyped to get into this new stuff and people were like kind of excited to check it out. So it's the thing that makes playing live amazing, because it's a different animal every time, but sometimes just doing something new changes the old animal. So yes, I think that's why we had so much fun.
The animal, you're coming off your last album, Atlantis. Obviously, like the hit song Sunday Morning, so many wicked tracks. What's the new album called? Let's talk a bit about the music. Where are you going? Where are you taking it?
You know, first of all, the album's called Yes.
Yes!
And I think that title is also a nod to the roots of what I do. everything's so ironic because all these conversations are happening. Like, I'm talking to people in Toronto back about the show I'm supposed to do and what is hip-hop and who is hip-hop. And I think for a long time, I just ran away from the stereotypes of what hip-hop represented because I didn't feel that I felt it. I didn't feel it in my heart. So this album is kind of me going, okay, cool. Let's jump back into it wholeheartedly and really, like, get my hands dirty. And instead of playing outside on the balcony of the music that is actually my heart, I kind of just jumped into it, and I think that's the theme of the record, just 16 bar raps and vocoders and drum machines and still guitars and stuff like that, but a lot of, like, crazy beats.
So wicked. You're spending a lot of time in Vancouver lately.
Yeah, I love Vancouver, man.
Are you gonna move to Vancouver?
Move to Vancouver.
Actually, I just come to Vancouver to see Sam in jeans. Reason that I come to Vancouver, that's the first thing I want to see. I get off the plane, Levi 501, button five. Visualize, people, visualize.
Thanks for making me turn bright red.
Okay, anyway, moving along.
So you were talking about going down and possibly heading to Seattle this weekend to check out some music. You like going and seeing other bands and just seeing what else is out there and sort of like just being out in the mix, right? Like, you like going and seeing live music. I know a lot of bands out there, a lot of artists kind of shy away from that sort of thing, but you like being out there, being in the crowd, watching the music.
Well, I think that my show starts to suck when I stop watching other bands. And here's the weird disease of not watching other bands. You don't want to watch other bands because you're afraid to go see another band, do a show that kills your show, so you continue in your own rut doing your show and being bored when you really know in your heart you started doing this because you went to watch bands. So this time around, I think I'm way more open to the natural process of what makes me a musician, which is I want to watch people play and go into a club and someone playing me, you guys playing me Management in the back of a Jeep, and I don't want to hear it, but then I'm forced because everyone wants to listen to it. I'm like, this is so...
Yeah. You love that.
And then Sam was like, we told you. I go, yeah, but I don't like my manager and it's called Management, so I can't listen to it.
Yeah, it was good times. It was good times.
All these kind of... The music industry starts biasing you, and you really have to be around good people like yourselves. And a lot of the good friends I have in Vancouver or Halifax or Montreal that I just hang with and do things that I did when I was 16 or 18 years old to bring you back to the root of why you did this. Because you keep hanging around other musicians and you guys just circle jerk for the whole afternoon. Sooner or later, that's what the music sounds like.
It's right.
It's called circle of jerks.
dude, can we talk about who your manager is now? Who's managing you?
Oh, well, the manager that I have that I do like right now is Terry McBride.
Terry,
pretty much Zen Master Yoda of the music industry, like Mr. Spock / Captain Kirk / everything. Like, I sent him an email and he like answers everything with one line. He's one of those guys I send like a 12 paragraph email and his email's like 5 lines back. This is it. I'm like, okay.
Terry McBride from Network.
It's great to have somebody like that that I super respect kind of guiding me and helping me. So I'm super excited by that.
Right on, dude.
Jay,
based on Shots of Jaeger, you would be managing me also.
I manage your Jaeger intake.
Guys, I think that's part of it too. I feel like I'm excited. I feel like a little kid right now as far as hanging out, making beats.
You seem the happiest I've seen you in, well, as long as I've known you, actually. It's awesome. And Kevin and I have a side business. It's called Rent-A-Cred. Yeah. Basically, I needed a place to live, and Kevin came with me to meet my roommates, and that's how you get the place.
Yeah.
And so it might be available soon, coming to a city near you, Rent-A-Cred.
Thank you.
We're going to offer you out as a contest. You can email in or call into our show, and we might convince Kevin to come with you when you're looking for an apartment.
To your high school prom.
If you're lucky, I'll call George Trombadopoulos and he can roll with us and we'll all roll together.
Wicked. That'll be the extra service.
Nice, dude, thank you so much for calling in.
Wow. That was hilarious.
What an abrupt ending to a delightful little conversation.
Delightful, I say.
Well, I totally had forgotten about Rent-A-Cred. That was awesome.
Make that a business.
I actually want to. I know this album's gonna be like tremendously successful of his, so like maybe in a couple years, but like it was really funny.
Download it from the iTunes store. Yes.
Off of Craigslist, and I showed up.
And go to his tour and pay for a ticket. Well,
do it.
Pay to get in. Money goes to charity.
I'm excited about that. It's coming up really soon. His next show in Vancouver is on April 30th at the Commodore, and then May 1st at the Croatian Cultural Center. So how about we play a song of his new album? It's like the big single blowing up, 4-3-2-1. It's actually his answer to Feist's 1-2-3-4.
Hot mess.
Awesome.
Goodbye, don't leave me high. Oh, oh, so dry. Feels so good when you're by my side. Check my Johnny Depp playing the role of a fly guy. Whatever, I thought together we're tougher than leather. And never fall for the pleasure under pressure. But it seems all that glitters is gold. Maybe you sold your soul for the golden goose. But the truth is, long as I keep rhyming, eyes keep shining, soul stays divine. I remember 96, we used to dance. I had two pairs of pants, but you had that glance, yo. We used to hang out in the park and just chill. Now we swing swords in the dark and act ill. Doesn't really matter, I've got to go. Peace to maestro, Zep Rock for show. We did it.
4-3-2-1, what we fighting? 4-3-2-1, I don't know what. 4-3-2-1, what we fighting? 4-3-2-1, I don't know what.
Back that never left at all, with the brand new pencil and a crystal ball. Let it fall, summertime, break down the wall. You can't give what you haven't received at all. It's the truth, foolproof, but fools need proof. So I slide to the side and I act uncouth. But it's just an act, cause I might react to those who never held a mic that fed back. Listen, it's just a day in the life of a man living in the dark. One headlight, wake up to Dylan. The village makes the villain. I write raps while I watch myself on the ceiling. 4-3-2-1, it's the countdown. I roll like a laser beam through the downtown. Mind over matter, maintain the glow. Peace to Metric, LJ.
4-3-2-1, what we fighting? 4-3-2-1, I don't know what. 4-3-2-1, what we fighting? 4-3-2-1, I don't know what.
A good track.
It is, ain't it?
It is. And well, I think we have someone on the line, too.
We do. We have Scott Wilson on the line and there, Justin Lukacs. Am I saying your name right, homie?
Lukacs, yeah, that's it.
Lukacs, yeah. He's here in Vancouver.
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Because he's hanging out. And these guys are the hosts of the travel show Departures. If you want information about Departures, you go to departuresentertainment.com. But essentially, they travel around the world. So, here's my question, Justin.
Yeah.
You are an engineer, and now you're traveling around the world. How does that work?
That's Scott's doing. Scott and Andre. I graduated from Seneca College in Toronto, and then moved to Las Vegas, and then from there moved out to Hawaii, and then was an engineer out there and just do my own thing. And then Scott put together this travel show, and he asked me if I wanted to do it. And so I just packed all my stuff up and left.
You've engineered yourself quite the sweet gig, my friend.
It's kind of like a dream gig, I'm not going to lie to you. So Scott and you friends? How did you guys meet?
We were friends in high school. And we went off to college, both of us, and we went to different colleges. And we kept in contact through like MSN or something like that. And then hadn't seen each other in 7 years. And then out of the blue, he calls me up. I'm driving through Honolulu, and he's like, "What's the chance of you giving up your career the next year and traveling around the world?"
Is he on the line?
Scott? Are you there, Scott?
I am, yeah.
Oh,
Scott's
hi.
Just been quietly listening, eavesdropping, if you will.
He's all, exactly. That's all bullshit.
So,
an audible voyeurism kind of thing, yeah.
So let me ask you guys this, because obviously let's just get this out of the way. Do you have a favorite place? Can you have a favorite place in the world that you've been?
Vancouver.
Oh, come on.
That might be because there's a pretty lady sitting in the studio right now.
She is pretty.
It's possible.
Her face is going red.
I don't know. I don't know if Justin has a favorite place, but I really don't. Like, I mean, it's kind of the quintessential question when, you know, you come back from a place that's like, oh, how was it? And, you know, how does it compare to the rest? What's your favorite place in the world? It's hard. I mean, it's like picking your favorite child. You know, they're all special for some reason or another, right? So no, I don't really have a favorite spot. Each one seems to, the goal is that each trip or the next trip is gonna top the last one. So
right on.
What's
okay,
the next trip
the next trip is gonna be Papua New Guinea.
Wow.
Oh, you're gonna see those crazy birds down there, right?
Yeah, if we can stay away from the cannibals long enough, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, I have a question about one of my favorite episodes. So I think, if this gets me right, it was the India episode where you were on the Sea-Doos and the storm came about. Now, it was really entertaining to watch, but was it really as entertaining to actually live that or not so much?
Justin?
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. For me, that was a really, really crazy moment.
For everybody who hasn't seen this particular episode, do you want to just kind of do a two-second brief about it?
We took these Sea-Doos out, and we're just going to bomb around on them for the day. And we actually went looking for, alligators and snakes and stuff like that. And we went down the coast, and then we went into this, little inlet. And the storm started happening, and it was a really crazy storm, and it started making our way towards us. And then so we had to bomb back out on these jet skis, and we kind of got lost at sea for a while and eventually made our way back. But we maybe got about a mile out off the coast and then started making our way in, and we had to go straight into the storm. And to put it this way, say within about 20 seconds, we probably would see 15 bolts of lightning.
What?
And we had to drive straight into it.
Crazy.
That was the only way. And you know, it was just holding on for dear life, and you could see the bolts of lightning crashing down right in front of us. Like one was about 50 feet away from us, just went bam, and we all thought we were dead. And you could, the skin, the hairs in your skin were sticking up, and it was nutty.
That's amazing.
It got pretty squirrely.
So other than dodging lightning bolts, no, come on, you guys.
Dodging lightning bolts in water,
yeah. With a toaster attached, plugged in still.
Between
and
your legs.
That's a lot of extension cord. You guys, come on, you're traveling around the world. What have you succumbed to? Let's talk about fisherman's itch. Maybe, you know, swimmer's gout.
Oh, diseases and stuff.
Yeah.
I got those all taken care of.
Come on.
I get sick all the time. That's the whole thing. I'm always getting sick on the show. That's for some reason this last season. I'm always getting sick. I'm always in the hospital. Always getting blood work done. I don't know what it is. You eat all this weird food all the time, so it's just your body doesn't ever get used to it. And we're always changing climates. Every couple of weeks we're in a different climate, different.
It's got to be rough.
Different time zones. So your body doesn't really ever get a chance to adjust on what's going on.
Yeah.
So it's always in like you know, it's, you're always shocking and shocking and shocking, and it can only take so much, and then it shuts down. So every once in a while, it's like, I'm KO'd.
Sometimes that's like
I find the opposite now. Like, I find that, like, especially as far as, like, cuisine is concerned, we've eaten so much bizarre stuff that, like, I don't know what, I feel like I could come home and eat at the dumpster and be fine, you know?
I'll pay to see that.
Absolutely cast iron stomach, you know? Nothing seems to bother me anymore, well, so.
Okay, Scott, well, that's funny, because, like, for me, when I watch the show, you seem to be, like, the voice of reason, and Justin is the Mr. Try Anything kind of dude. So, would you say that having Justin as a part of the show has pushed what you would have done if he wasn't there, and vice versa for you, Justin? Have you experienced different things by having the two dynamics with the two of you?
How do you guys influence
Absolutely.
Each other?
I mean, I think that dates back to the same kind of friend that I made back in high school. You know, he kind of gets me into trouble, and he can get me out of trouble as well. It's not that he gets us into trouble and I get us out. I don't think it works that way. And I think that, you know, there are certain things where, you know, he'll push the limits more than I will, and vice versa. I'll push the limits on certain things as well, and I think that's exactly what makes us not just good friends, but, you know, good traveling buddies, and you know.
When lost in the jungle, how important is the buddy system?
When lost in the jungle, it's, you know, you just look at the other person as, you know, how much meat can you carve off them if it gets to that.
Checking out those cheeks, picking some mushrooms.
Awesome.
You kind of find out the most about a place I find sometimes too from the hospitals. Have you like ever had, like, you're in a country and like all of a sudden there's a 15-year-old nurse there. Have you ever had like anything crazy happen to you in the hospitals?
Yeah, you go in the hospital and like you're trying to tell the doctor what's wrong with you, and he has no idea what
and
you're
he's
saying.
He's like, you're pregnant.
And he's like, I'm pregnant again. I'm like, man,
God,
jeez.
Oh, told me to stay away from that tree. Damn it.
But no, it's like, yeah, that is hard when you go into a hospital and you're trying to tell them like, okay, I'm sick. This is what I need. Like, I know what I need. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're like, we have no idea what you're talking about. And you're trying to translate, and you're. Doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah. And you're like, I have porpoise nipples. Yeah. Oh, damn it. I don't remember how to say this.
Is there anywhere that you guys have no desire to go? Like, I will probably never, ever visit Sault Ste. Marie. I just probably won't go there.
It's quite a place. I'm joking. It's really not. I wouldn't go back there for any. To be honest, no, I can't think of anything off the top of my head where I'd be like, no, there's no way I would not go there. I mean, there's kind of, I don't know, there's got to be a reason to see and do everything. There might be a couple of parts of, like, the Midwest United States. Like, I don't know if I'd be in a hurry to go, like, Nebraska or something. But, you know, I'm sure there's something waiting for us there if we wanted to go.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen.
I thought he was from Philadelphia.
He wrote an album called Nebraska. In case that was over everyone's head.
Well, I'm a big fan. I know if you ever need or taking resumes, you have 1, 2, 3 people who want to be in the front of the line.
Yeah.
But awesome. Thank you so much for taking us around the world and sharing, you know.
Yeah, sharing your guys' travel stories. Where and when can people see Departures? What's the website? Give us the info.
Departuresentertainment.com is the website. There's also a Facebook page if people want to kind of chat about the show and stuff. But it's... It's the new episodes air at 7 and 10 and 1 o'clock, at least Eastern. I'm talking Eastern because I'm in Toronto right now, but on Outdoor Life Network. And it's also started to air in high definition, which really starts to do the show a little bit of justice.
Yeah, because I have to say you have to give props to Andre because his cinematography is pretty amazing.
Yeah, he's a talented guy for the visuals, that's for sure.
One more quick question. Who's your favorite adventurer? Mine's DeSoto.
Mine's Jack Cousteau.
Cartier.
Nice.
Favorite Discover? Wesley Snipes, I don't know.
Who discovered plutonium? Little known fact. All right, thanks a lot, you guys.
Departures Entertainment, we'll post it up on our blog. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Justin. Hotmess.org. Here's some tracks.
Awesome, thanks a lot.
Hey, Scott. We'll be right back.
us, but when it was a session, I always had a question. I would raise my hand to make a sound come through my chest. Can't help me with my problem, it was never much. Just a trick to smell a skin, I try to sneak a touch. Oh, how I wish I could hold a hand, I'd give her a hug. She was married to the man, he was a thug, his name was Lee. He drove a Z, he picked her up from school, probably at 3 o'clock. I was on her jock, yes indeed, I wrote graffiti on the bus. First I write her name, then carve a bus with my name last on the looking glass. I seen her yesterday, but still I had to let her pass.
Dream of fairy tales, I think of me and Shelly. See, she's my type of hype and I can't stand when brothers tell me that I should quit chasing and look for something better. But the smile that she shows makes me a go-getter. I haven't gone as far as asking if I could get with her. I just play love by ear and hope she gets the picture. I'm shooting for her heart, got my finger on the trigger. She can be my broad and I can be her nigga, but all I can do is stay up. Back as kids we used to kiss when we played truth or dare. Now she's more sophisticated, highly educated, not at all overrated. I think I need a prayer to get in a book, and it looks rather dry. I guess a twinkle in her eye is just a twinkle in her eye. Although she's crazy stepping, I'll try and stop the stride, cause I won't have no more of this passive vibe.
And I must voice my opinion and be pretending she didn't have me. Sprung like a chicken, chased my tail like a dog. She was kind of like a star, thinking I was like a fan. Dude, she looked good. Downside, she had a man. He was a Rudy, too. A nick and poop. She told me soon your little birdie's gonna fly the coop. She was a flake like corn, and I was born not to understand. By letting her pass, I have proved to be a better man.
She kicks her ass in me, my.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma,
drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot.
And if a nigga get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot, pop it like it's hot, pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean down and I roll the best weed cause I got it going on.
I'm a nice dude with some nice dreams. See these ice cubes, see these ice creams. Eligible bachelor, $1 million boat. That's whiter than what's spilling down your throat. The phantom, exterior like fish eggs. The interior like suicide with red. I can exercise you, this could be your phys ed. Cheat on your man, man, that's how you get a his head. Killer with the B, I know killers in the street. With the still to make you feel like you're chiller in the heat. So don't try to run up on my ear talking all that raspy shit. Trying to ask me shit. Put my niggas for your vest, they ain't gon' pass me shit. You should think about it, take a second. Matter of fact, you should take 4B and think before you fuck a little skateboard P.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma,
drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot.
And if a nigga get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot, pop it like it's hot, pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean down and I'm over the best weed cause I got it going on.
I'm a gangster, but y'all knew that. The big boss dog, yeah, I had to do that. I keep a blue flag hanging on my backside, but only on the left side. Yeah, that's the crib side. Ain't no other way to play the game the way I play. I cut so much you thought I was a DJ. Two, one, yep, three. S, C, and double O, P, D, O, double G. I can't fake it, just break it, and when I take it, see, I specialize in making all the girls get naked. So bring your friends, all of y'all come inside. We got a world premiere right here, not get lost. So don't change the bezel, turn it up a little. I got a living room full of fine dime bristles. Waiting on the pistol, the dizzle, and the shizzle. G's to the biz act, now late, guess up.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma,
drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot.
If a nigga get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot.
drive my own car and wear my own clothes. I hang out tough, I'm a real boss. Big Snoop Dogg, yeah, he's so sharp. On the TV screen and in the magazines. If you play me close, you want a red bean. Oh, you got a gun, so you want a pop back. AK-47 now, nigga, strap that. Cement shoes, now I'm on the move. Your family's crying, now you in the news. They can't find you, and now they miss you. Must I remind you, I'm only here to trust you. Pistol whip you, dip you, then flip you. Then dance to this motherfucking music you crit to. Subscribe, nigga, get your issue. Baby, come close, let me see how you get loose.
When the pimp's in the crib, mom, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot.
And if a nigga get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot, pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean down. And I'm over best weed cause I got it going on.
Beat that with a bat.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this.
bringing back some oldies.
Black Sheep.
Love it.
Yeah.
All right, kids. We have people who listen to our show. Go figure. And somebody sent an email, so I'm going to read it out for you. All right. This is Josie McGraw, and Josie McGraw writes, I listen to your podcast at work. It helps break up the daily grind. I'm most impressed with the amount of foul language and controversial topic choices. Any effing who, I especially enjoyed the last podcast about Vancouver fashion or lack thereof.
I can't believe how much you're getting
away. I wholeheartedly agree that the men and women of this fine city need to get their shit together in regards to what they wear.
Thank you.
If I see another bedazzled hat, hoodie, t-shirt, jean combo, holding hands with the head-to-toe pink velour jumpsuit / bebe shirt, Louis bag carrying hooker Barbie, I'm going to effing puke. Keep it up. Love, Josie.
I love you, Josie. I love you, Josie.
That was potent, Josie.
I can't believe how much like flack / love we're getting about just me bitching.
I know.
That.
It was great. It was like the best stuff. We're going to talk about people's clothes more often.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was bored at work today. Oh, sorry. No,
I actually wanted... We talked about doing a makeover, like doing a makeover on Hot Mess.
So what are you going to do? Burn my one Ed Hardy shirt?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to burn it, and then I'm going to like... run over it and then burn it again.
All right.
Well, the funny thing is, she actually called out everything I was wearing. I'm wearing right now. I'm like, wow. I feel like an idiot.
Don't worry, Justin. Next month you're going to be in like Abu Dhabi wearing a grass skirt, so it doesn't matter anyway.
I wasn't going to say anything about your frosted tips, but now that you brought it up, no, I'm just kidding.
All right, guys. I was bored of work today, so I was Googling things.
Okay.
And I want you guys to talk about the stuff that I'm going to read here. These are real stories. Okay, a convicted sex offender from Brooklyn, New York took a, I'm going to say this. This is a
Holy
little difficult to
with
read.
The heavy stuff.
All right.
Ed.
Just listen. It gets weird.
Okay. Yeah, sex offenses are weird.
This gentleman, who I'm not going to say his name, was found naked and bleeding in a building behind a building in Brooklyn after biting the tip off of his own penis. Police have no idea why. He just did it.
Ed, what?
Do all these topics have to be about me? What?
How could you do this to our...
We're just calling you out on air right now.
You know, if our show was a 17-year-old, you just stole the last little ounce of innocence.
I'd try.
With that headline.
Okay, well, let's go to the next one then. Okay,
now, here's the thing.
Gross me out.
Gross me out some more, but maybe he was like self-conscious about how big his penis was. Just kidding. I don't even know.
How old was he again?
I didn't say how old he was.
Okay,
was
can we just...
I should not... I hope none of my family listens to this show.
It was a bar mitzvah.
No.
Okay. Here's one that... This is one that Justin will possibly relate to. Okay. The measures that have taken to screen people at the airports are getting a bit crazy because there's an article ran last week in the New York Times by Joe Sharkey. What's going on is the TSA has this new full-body imaging machine, and they're testing it at 19 airports across the U.S., including Miami, New York, blah, 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 blah. So what it does is it takes a full image, not Playboy quality, but essentially a full-on naked image of your body that the security people are viewing. What do we think about this? Is it an invasion of privacy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's anybody's business.
He just went through it.
I just went through it for the first time.
Did they find the condom of cocaine you swallowed?
They can't get that deep. No, I got other places that had that stuff.
Was it weird? What was the deal?
That's creepy.
You walk into the... Yeah, I just went through it for my last trip. You walk into it and you put your arms up and it just scans you. You can't see your genitals or anything like that because I came through and Scott's like, you gotta check this out. And then we watched this girl go through and like it scanned her. I was like,
wow.
You could see like your underwear, and that's about
the
it.
The silhouette.
The silhouette. But yeah, the thing is,
how are they going to find anything? They're just like seeing people in their skivvies.
But I think anything metal or anything that would be harmful. For
okay.
The
They're like, oh, granny panties, let's send her through.
Remember,
she got thongs. Send her through first class.
Remember in Total Recall when Arnold Schwarzenegger went through the scanner and he saw his bones?
Yeah. That was pretty sweet.
That was rad.
Okay, have you seen the people that get... I don't know about you, but I don't really feel comfortable with that because the people that work, like TSA, the
security...
It's like, steal have you seen those late-night college shows? It's like the lady, she's like typing on her computer, and then it's like, do you want a college degree too? Like, I have a college degree. They're like, you can have a college degree. TSA, vehicle repairman, VCR technician.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wait, airport security. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
Was that after the VCR repair person?
Yeah.
Do VCRs even still exist? Yeah, I just want to say I went to online college and I'm so happy I'm fully employed now.
Come on.
I hope
no TSA agents are listening right now.
You're just sitting there on your couch anyways. Why not pick up the phone and make the call? You spend half the day on the phone anyways.
Because you go through. I've had people like sing to me going through the airport like at LAX. This guy's like, why do you look so sad? And I'm like, okay. Well, can you check my bag now, please?
Listen, if you guys don't think that we're already living in Orwell's 1984, then you are sadly mistaken. And there's places in China where there's cameras on every street corner, right?
Well, there's like that in London too.
Yeah, so they're breaking it down. Big Brother's in charge.
I just don't think a full body. I kind of feel like that's out of date because I was watching this program on like Israel's airport security, and like it's nuts because they have things that's like they're actually random sensors that they're placing throughout the airport, and it actually measures like your heart rate and everything like that, and so it can actually tell what your intentions are.
Well, I was part of this article which I took out was actually they have things where they're trying to find out if you're a terrorist by scent. Not like scent of like what you're carrying on you, but like body scent because of the pheromones that are released when you're stressed out.
Do not say the inappropriate remark. I know you were about to.
Well, no, but check this out. You could really mess them up if you were like carrying like your niece's scratch and sniff sticker book. You know what I mean? Because you'd have everything.
You'd have all kinds of scents. That guy smells like he's up to no good, but he also smells like cupcakes. God.
Strawberry shortcake. I like to blow their minds because Ed, smell me right now. Oh. I like to blow minds with my fresh Old Spice scent.
Fresh.
He might be a terrorist, but damn, he smells like mountain mildew.
I have another story if we want to hear it.
That's an interesting topic. I just think that it's really crazy that like if you sit in a chair randomly in an airport, they like read your body and they're like, this person is nervous about blowing up a plane, and then they can like just come and find you and take you. It's like that seems more high tech to me than like scanning my skivvies.
Your what?
My skivvies.
Your skivvies?
My underwear.
Oh, your underwear. Yeah. All right.
Can I read my last story? Yeah. It's about clothes.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like skivvies, too. Okay.
Ed, if you don't want us to get so passionate about these stories, please let us know.
Can you drop like the bleeding testicle stories, though? That was a bit much.
Yeah, that's too much. Okay, go on. What's the last one?
All right. So there's this fashion designer. His name is Hussein Shalayan, and he had a show in fall 2009. The deal is he made this dress that has a fake ass crack in it, made of like fabric, and Heidi Klum and like all these celebrities are all like, yeah, this is so cool, because apparently they wore these dresses that had the real deal.
Thank God.
He was all like, I'm gonna make a fake one. So why?
Because you know what, unibutt,
yeah,
it's an epidemic.
Automatically I feel like I could just roll right up to them and be like, why are you dressed like a bum?
I guess it's true, right?
But I mean, they do it with bras. Like, nobody likes a sports bra uniboob in their face. So maybe that's the next step. Like a unibutt, it's like it needs to be addressed. People put the implant things in their jeans.
I'm gonna put it on the blog, but it's actually like made out of fabric and sewn in as a butt. So your actual butt, like butt crack, doesn't show.
But so then you get a wedgie underneath it?
No, it's on top. It's like part of the material, like the architecture of the dress. It's not a real, like your butt crack is totally covered. It's covered by a fake butt crack.
All that is a seam.
Yeah. Okay, I thought here's
or
what.
Or is it just where the butt crack is?
It's just where the butt crack is in flesh tone and padded.
That's like, what I thought.
When it's padded.
It's made to look like a real butt, but it's not.
When you said that story, this is what I envision. I envision someone wearing skin colored clothes and like a line drawn on the outside of it.
Mm-mm.
And maybe a little. You know, like a little sort of U.
No. It's like a nice
sort of
dress.
The cheeks from below.
It's a nice dress, and like it would go to where it would normally go.
They have fake rubber butts you can buy at the costume store.
Do you like how, as we've been talking about this, I've been cupping air?
Yeah, I've been groping an imaginary butt.
Justin's just sitting here looking at us like we're insane.
No, the only question I have is like, can you use this thing for sexual purposes? This plastic butt.
I'm sure, of course, that's your question. Justin, you're not shocking me at all right
Justin,
now.
you've been at sea. The guy from the traveling show has been at sea for far too long.
Yeah. What can you do with this butt?
Can you
I don't
put
know.
It in your luggage?
My friend Ariel was a chonga for, I don't know if I can say that on Excuse air, me? Sorry. And it's she was for Halloween, she was a chonga, and she got like a fake butt from the store and like wore that coming out of the top of her skirt with a thong over top.
Isn't it like a burrito?
Chimichanga.
No, they're like gangsters. Like, oh, Tony, you know what I'm saying? Lots of white eyeliner and stuff.
I was going to be, well, that's weird that she was dressed up as a burrito for Halloween.
Yeah.
With a butt and a thong.
With a butt. But no, she wore this and she was coming down. My friend Ambrosia came down to greet me from the airport and she wore this rubber butt and tried to scare me with a big rubber butt. And then we were getting back into the elevator and there was a family. And so she was like, walking in forward and then inching her way to the side because she was embarrassed that she had a big rubber butt on. Little did she know there was a 3-year-old child standing in the corner and she actually like pressed the rubber butt against this child's face.
By accident.
Because
there's
she didn't want to like, she was like, oh, there's people in the elevator. And then she's like, oh, I'm sorry. And she's like inching her way around. And then I like look over and there's like a little hand coming out from behind this big rubber butt. And we're like, sorry, we're not paying for therapy.
Jennifer Lopez is rolling over in her grave.
She's still alive.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Oh. Never mind. Jennifer Lopez. Hey, maybe we should play some Jennifer Lopez.
Let's not.
I think Justin wants to hear some tracks. Justin.
Yeah, what did you want
to
hear?
I can listen to some... Can listen to...
Something about... Some. Do you want me to just play I Like Big Butts? Because clearly you do. No, I'm just some ODB, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right.
You can't step to the woo.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yam, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Off on a natural charge, bon voyage. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang killer, he's on the swarm. Rain on your college ass disco dorm. But you didn't even touch my skill. You gotta go to one killer B, and he ain't gonna kill now. Chop that down, pass it all around. Lyrics get hard, quick cement to the ground. For any MC in any 52 states, I get psycho. Killer Norman Bates, my producer slam. My flow is like, bam, jump on stage, and then I dip down. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. House nigga, issues getting a feeling and he's laying it off. Well, the ghost can be sitting far, they drew. Well, the Lord's like, man, that's my shit. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Off on the natural charge, bon voyage. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang killer, hubby's on the swarm. Rain on your college ass, this so dumb. Well, you didn't even touch my steel. You gotta vote the one killer, be any ain't ever kill now. Drop that down, pass it all around. Lyrics get hard, quick cement to the ground. For any MC in any 52 states, I get psycho killer, Norman Bass. My producer slam, though it's like, bam, jump on stage, and then I dent down.
As requested by Justin from the TV show Departures, you need to check this show out. These guys travel around the world. They have so much fun. And we're very pleased that he was able to come down and join us in the studio today. But now you got to bust out.
Spinal Tap is calling my name right now. So I'm heading down there right now and check that out. So.
Unwigged Spinal Tap.
Yes.
Hopefully you have some fucking round crackers and round meat or I'll be pissed off. So much to fucking ask.
Next song, can you turn up to 11, please?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, amps only go up to 11.
Dude, thank you so much for coming by. Yeah. DepartureSEntertainment.com, OLN. We will put it all up on all. We will put it all up on our blog.
Spit it out, Ed. All right.
Spit it out.
Now listen.
Cheers, homie.
While we were,
thanks, guys.
Thank you. While we were listening to Justin's requested song, a little ODB, we got a call in.
Someone named Peace called in.
Peace called in, and it was sort of an This is really interesting. It was an insider tip. Someone from the inside.
I wish he stayed on air.
Yeah, you know what?
We couldn't stay on the air, but here's the deal.
We're blowing this thing wide open.
Wide open. We got the secrets. We got the info. Inside info.
Okay, explain, so, Ed.
Peace says to me, he knows the stuff because he lives downtown and people can hear him fucking, I don't know. But anyway.
Whoa.
Because of that, he knows the stuff. He knows his stuff. And they keep those photos from the scanners. Okay, definitely.
Back it up. Explain more. Who is Peace? Who does he work for, and what is this in regards to? Because you were telling a story.
Well,
you were telling a story about being scanned at the airport.
Right. So Peace didn't technically say who. Oh, he may be on the line. Just give us 1 second.
CATR, hello.
Oh, geez. Musical.
He's here.
Okay, here, I'm going to put him on.
Okay, hold on. Here we go. We've got a caller on the line who's got an inside tip.
Peace, are you in the house?
Yep.
Hey, sweet. What's up, Peace?
So what's the deal?
Just chilling, just trying to drive around here in downtown. But yeah, it is indefinite from what I know. There's even scarier things than that if you want to know about it.
I do want to know. We're doing a big expose right now.
So you get scanned at the airport. They keep your photo on file for indefinitely. And what else happens?
Well, that's only one part of the data collection that they do. They do, like, a bunch of data mining using, like, all your, like, you know, Echelon, internet and phone calls.
Yeah.
Interception thing.
Yeah.
That program, it's also, it also kind of co-mingles with some other programs they have that do the same type of thing. They collect data on people.
And what are they using this data for?
They factor this all into another program called LifeLog.
Okay.
That the Americans are doing, which is for the point of basically logging your life.
What?
And that's for predicting and making models of what you will do or what an individual will do, like, you know, when they wake up to when they go to sleep and all that.
So that
they can simulate, you know, your life.
For what purpose? To try and sell you stuff or to keep tabs on what's the grander purpose, do you think, in your humble opinion?
The holy grail of this whole conspiracy thing or something?
Yeah.
I would say it's probably for whatever they can use it for, you know? So if it's selling you stuff, then they're probably down with that. But if it's knowing your political leanings or whatever, they're probably not adverse to using any of that for whatever pertinent means, right?
Amazing.
That's because it's.
And you know this because you, anonymous caller, are... in the biz.
Concerned citizen, I guess?
Yes. Concerned citizen.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's interesting because on a couple of the last couple flights I've been on, they've, like, certain flights, like if you're routed through Vegas or whatever, they'll, like, give us mascara instead of peanuts.
What?
Like, I've been given, like, products on a plane, like, just for the ladies.
No, are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Like, I got, like, mascara and lipstick one time, and then
what?
I got, yeah. And I'm like, how about some...
Dude, I don't even believe you right now because it's so freaking weird.
No, I'm like, what are you trying to say? How about you give me some salty nuts and, like, my eyelashes are in order. Like, it's fine.
All right,
so.
Well, thanks a lot for calling in, Peace. We appreciate it.
No problem.
And thanks for listening.
Interesting. Interesting stuff.
That's crazy, though. Like, that's...
Is Peace just making this up? Is he a conspiracy theorist, or do you think that it's all real?
No, it's true. All that stuff with Facebook and things, like, you have to look at, like, stuff surfaces. I know, like, some of my DJ friends, they'll Google me when I go through the airport.
Well, and consider this. When you cancel your Facebook account, just as one example, when you cancel your Facebook account, it's all, and then you decide, oh, I made a big mistake. I need to rejoin Facebook because it's such an important thing for me to be part of. Sorry, I just barfed in my mouth a little. Miraculously, you rejoin Facebook and all your stuff is there just as you left it. It's like you went on vacation and came back to your house.
Are you serious?
And it's all still there. Your pictures are still there. The last comment that was made on your page previous to you canceling your Facebook account is still there. It's all, and then you're up and running again. So where does that information go? It just sits on a server in sort of suspended animation while you decide whether or not you want to be part of the culture of Facebook?
Well, the thing is about Facebook, right, is that the fine print says they own all your information.
But beyond that, the deal is that all those applications and stuff that you use, those are like information miners. So yeah. I have like no applications on my Facebook site.
Which is why I like to blow minds and lie about everything I do in my life. Like the government, according to, based on my Facebook and MySpace and Twitter information, I have 7 legs. 3 of them are made of solid gold. I'm 32 feet tall.
And I breathe 12 pounds?
Fire. And 112 pounds.
That works well.
Are you saying I'm really skinny, Ed?
No, I was just
playing. Do you know how hard it is to keep this girlish figure?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Ed?
I remember when you threw up McDonald's at my house the other day. I actually remember that.
Did you keep it in a Ziploc bag?
All right.
Oh,
well, that was kind of an interesting conversation.
It is very interesting. I wonder, because I get stopped a lot going through security. So I was like, that girl looks like trouble. So I have church clothes that I wear through security now.
Wait,
church clothes? Like your granny panties and sports bras?
You wear your Sunday best?
Yeah, I have, because last time I went down to LA, they were like, you. And it was like a bearded dude that looked straight out from under a bus and me. And I was like, awesome.
Ouch.
Do not wear Misfits t-shirts and gold chains.
Yeah, but come on, let's be honest.
No.
In your everyday attire, you look like you like to party.
Oh, thanks.
Well, no, you look like you're wearing a gold chain.
I get what Jay's
right
saying.
Now.
You like to party. You're,
all I do is
like
party.
Do you like to party? I like to party.
I like to party.
I like to party. No, I said it first. No, I'm just kidding. Have you guys seen Hot Rod?
All I do is party. So maybe, who knows why they pull people in. They pull people in for different reasons.
I was told once, because I was going down to California all the time, and like, just on a tourist visa, and if you go so many times in 6 months, they're like, he broke it down for me. He's like, basically, you're like, imagine if your cousin came and slept on your couch for a couple of weeks, and then they like said that they were gonna go, and then they went for like a day, but then they came back to your couch, and then they were just like always on your couch. You're the cousin on our couch. And I was like,
he actually said that to you?
I'm like, I'm a good looking cousin.
I don't smell bad.
You should be happy to have me on your couch. God.
You should be paying me to sit here.
I shower and change my socks daily. What is your problem?
The weirdest customs question I ever got asked. I have a tattoo on my arm, and I was wearing a sleeveless shirt because I'd come back from Australia, and it was like super hot. And she goes, "Excuse me, sir, did you do that tattoo to yourself?" And I'm like, "Yes, I did. I took a sharp instrument and carved it onto the arm, which I can barely reach with my hand, and drew a very nice picture myself." She didn't like that joke very much.
So really, they wanted to really do was just hurt your feelings.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Well,
did you cut your hair?
League.
You should have said, "Did you cut your hair yourself?"
And then I would have been detained and strip searched and
All right, cool. Well, if you have any comments or questions or concerns regarding our conversation, feel free to email us. What's the email address?
theshow@hotmess.org, and we'll definitely read your emails on the air. Thanks, Josie, for emailing us.
Yeah, word, Josie, word up.
Thanks, Kevin. Congrats on the album.
Yeah. Go buy it right now. It's actually amazing. I think it's his best album ever.
And thank you to the dudes from Departures. Mm-hmm. And go check out our blog, hotmess.org. And go download some music for free from our blog at hotmess.org. And go and listen to our podcast at hotmess.org.
And click on the ads on our show so we can get some money.
Because
then we'll give you even better shows.
It's
and
true.
Better. It will sound even better and do even better things because money equals better. Well, not always, but sometimes.
We love you, Vancouver.
We get better mics.
We love you, world.
Yes.
Power Chord, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of
cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds fit, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville.
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
Let my nuts go, puff, tro. It's only the beginning and I'm ballin' like it's clutch, Joe. Like a fiend for the early morning rush, Joe. Before Johnny Depp, nigga, touch low. Few niggas hot, rest suck, though. It's that time of the month, she can suck, though. I'm like Biggie and Chicken, nigga, love the toe. I just hit him and quit him, niggas love the hoe. I'm a four-time hustler, part-time rapper. Somehow I managed to stay all above it, Joe. And they still can hate, I'ma thug it through. I'ma always be good up the loving crew. Ladies love to see, I wanna love you, too. Niggas, fuck me, nigga, fuck you, too. Young girls got a lust, though. You know what that mean, nigga, uh-oh. Lot of little hearts get crushed, though. Got them locked in, I don't cuff, though. Pocket full of money, nigga, must, though. I'm a bad boy, no puff show. Nigga, CTV, R-O-C-A-F-E, double L-A to the B. Young C got the D on the block, moving east. F-R, y'all, all about G's. H-I, nigga, high up the J full of trees. K full of shells, no L when I breeze. I'ma say it one more time before I leave. Get money, nigga, motherfuck all y'all, please.
We don't give a fuck,
fuck, fuck,
fuck. We don't give a fuck.
Love me, hate me, say what you want about me. But all the boys and all the girls are begging to if you see gay me. Love me, hate me, but girls are begging you if you see, came here.